Warren Evans is the director of the Environment Department at the World Bank. He's just back from Bangkok, where climate change negotiations are going slowly. Evans says that shows just how hard it will be to finalize a treaty in Copenhagen.
Well, I think our assessment is that there will be considerable progress and that it should set the stage for moving forward. But is it the final agreement that will actually put in motion all of the necessary steps and finance? That's highly unlikely.
The world will be watching in December to see whether the U.S. will agree to cut greenhouse gas emissions. It refused to ratify the Kyoto Climate Change Treaty in 1997. Critics are making some of the same arguments now. They say a Copenhagen Treaty could put the U.S. at an economic disadvantage to rapidly developing countries such as China and India. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.